John Warner didn't just define green chemistry, he co-wrote the book on it.
Green chemistry is the science of how to make the materials that society has become dependent on in an environmentally responsible, non-toxic way. So it's the science of how do you make something work better.
But it is also a science that is virtually absent from American classrooms.
In the United States, to get a degree in chemistry, whether it's an undergraduate degree or a doctorate, not one university in the country teaches students toxicity and environmental impact as a matter of course of becoming a chemist. So they give a degree, they send them off to industry to invent the next generation of materials, and absent from that curriculum is any mention of what makes a molecule toxic.
That's not the case in some important other parts of the world.
China has opened over a dozen national research centers for green chemistry. India is in the process of mandating that all chemists have a green chemistry course as part of their required curriculum. Other countries realize that this is not just about protecting human health and the environment, but it's also job creation, it's about workforce development, it's about economic development.
In this country, Warner has co-founded a company, Warner Babcock, to embody and apply the 12 principles of green chemistry to solve specific needs as they are identified. It's not research, he insists, but contract invention to develop alternatives to existing problematic practices.
The concept of alternatives assessment presupposes that the alternative exists. In my opinion, vastly more than 65-70% of the alternatives just fundamentally haven't been invented yet. And so although we've spent a lot of effort in designing regulations, we haven't been matching that on the supply side of technology to have people trained in how to invent the alternatives.
One model or source for such alternatives, Warner says, is nature.
In the natural world, there are molecules that outperform humans in every aspect. They are more elegant, more complicated, more diverse. The structures are more sophisticated. And yet, humans make molecules at high temperature, at high pressure, using complicated solvents. And yet nature outdoes that performance at room temperature, at ambient pressure, using for the most part water as a solvent. So one of the approaches in green chemistry is obviously to learn from nature and to teach us how to make molecules and materials that are consistent with life's principles.
American industry, Warner laments, has spent too much time and energy resisting reasonable regulation instead of proactively creating less damaging alternatives. He believes both are necessary.
If you couple that, not replace it, but couple it with a mechanism to have job development and training so that people can invent the alternatives, then those two go hand in hand, that you simultaneously are protecting human health and the environment while creating jobs, while growing the economy.
But aggressive funding for innovation using green chemistry principles is essential for this nation to remain competitive on the global stage. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.